Utility crews continue to work to restore power to the some 660,000 customers affected by storms that ripped through the state Friday afternoon. Another 20,000 lost power when a second storm system moved through last night. American Electric Power warns that some Columbus area customers won't have electricity in some areas until this weekend. Meanwhile, high temperatures projected through the week are creating even more hardships for some people. Columbus Mayor Michael Coleman authorized turning on selected fire hydrants this afternoon to help kids beat the heat and announced that nearly a dozen air-conditioned recreation centers will be open from 9 to 6 today and tomorrow. The Ohio Insurance Institute's Mitch Wilson says tree damage during the recent storm is as bad as it was years ago when Hurricane Ike came through Ohio. In an interview with Ohio Public Radio's Joe Ingles, Wilson advises what to do if you have a tree or limbs down on your property.
If it's affecting a power line or if you smell gas or any type of fumes leaking, you need to get in touch with the authorities right away. You need to get in touch with the power company, your power company. You also need to get in touch with your gas company if it is a gas line. So you need to use those things, and you have to leave the premises. Do not stay there if you see those things are down. You want to exit and get out of there right away.
If this doesn't involve power lines or gas fumes or anything like that, and you've just got big, huge hunks of trees in your yard, it's pretty much up to the homeowner to take care of those. Insurance doesn't take care of that, right?
That is correct. If a tree, if it's your tree, your neighbor's tree, whatever, if any type of a tree or a limb or whatever is in your yard and it has not damaged your property, and when I refer to property, I'm referring to your home, a garage, an attached fence that goes all the way around your property that's attached to the house, if it has not damaged anything, then yes, it's up to the homeowner to remove that debris on their own.
Wilson says it's doubtful insurance will cover the cost of replacing the fallen or damaged trees. Small business owners, farmers, and other Ohioans affected by severe weather this weekend might be eligible for interest rate reductions on loans to recover or rebuild from the storm damage. The state has made $25 million available through the state's Renew Ohio and Rebuild Ohio emergency financing programs to help storm victims. The treasurer's office said small business owners and farmers can apply for up to a 3% interest rate reduction on new or existing loans for construction or to improve cash flow. Homeowners who suffered severe damage or loss can also seek a 3% interest rate reduction.